We begin today in Victoria, and COVID case numbers in the state remain alarmingly high. Victoria has set yet another national daily record with 1,838 new infections. Defence Force personnel are being deployed to help drive ambulances to ease the strain. Yet the state is pushing ahead with plans to open up, announcing it's hoping to welcome international students back before the end of the year. Our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald joins us now from Melbourne. Bridget, good afternoon. Tell us about today's figures.
Hi, Sal. There are another 1,838 new cases today in Victoria, and there have been 5 deaths. And as you said, that's another national high for COVID case numbers. Although public health experts say the state is on track to reach its peak in the next couple of weeks. However, those big COVID numbers are already causing a huge surge in hospitalisations, which is creating stress in Victoria's health system. 000 calls have spiked, and there's been growing concern about the waiting times for people trying to get through to emergency services and ramping at hospitals. In an attempt to ease the strain, Ambulance Victoria is increasing its surge workforce, including deploying defence personnel to drive ambulances. Mick Stevenson is the Executive Director of Clinical Operations with Ambulance Victoria. He says there'll be an extra 400 people to make up that surge workforce overall, including state emergency service crews, St John's Ambulance volunteers and graduates.
It's a position that we'd like not to be in, but unfortunately this is where we are now, and the heavy demand in the system, the number of COVID-19 patients in the system, and the health system generally has slowed right down because of COVID-19 patients. So we're in a situation where we're compelled to do this.
That's Mick Stevenson from Ambulance Victoria. And Bridget, with these high cases, are there any plans to delay the lifting of restrictions?
No, Sal, there actually aren't. So despite these high case numbers that we've been seeing for the past week and the pressure on the hospital system, Victoria's so far not delaying any plans to lift the restrictions, so that those restrictions will lift once enough of the population is vaccinated. And under a plan announced by the Victorian government today, international students may soon be returning to the state by the end of the year. That's pending federal government approval, though. An initial 120 places will be available each week for international students in state quarantine. And it comes a couple of weeks after the Commonwealth gave the green light to New South Wales to start welcoming students back there. While the plan's been broadly welcomed by the sector, there's a warning that it might be quite costly and quite slow to get these students back. Phil Honeywood is the Executive Director of the International Education Association of Australia, and he says the cost of quarantine and flights will be significant.
On that basis alone, it means that there will be diminished demand compared to students able to go to other countries with far less stringent quarantine restrictions.
That's Phil Honeywood from the International Education Association of Australia, and before him, our reporter Bridget Fitzgerald in Melbourne. Well, some Australians are being advised to get a third dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The government's expert advisory group on immunisation has recommended that severely immunocompromised people aged over 12 receive a third dose. Atagi says the additional shot can be given 2 to 6 months after the second dose, and Pfizer and Moderna are the preferred options. Here's the Health Minister, Greg Hunt.
This is for the severely immunocompromised, a group of up to 500,000, but it's about providing additional protection. The next stage, the general population stage of the booster program, we're expecting advice from Atagi before the end of October, and we'll share that with the public, but we have over 150 million vaccines that are secured for the future.
That's the Federal Health Minister there, Greg Hunt.